Thousands of people in Alice Springs will line the streets for the town's annual Bangtown Muster today. It used to mark the start of the cattle mustering season, but these days it's a chance for the community to get together and dress up on the May Day public holiday. Claire Campbell reports.
Can you find some two eyes to go down here? Put the googlies on.
That's golden.
The children at Gillen Preschool in Alice Springs are putting the final touches on their redback spider costumes.
I bent legs first.
And then what did you do next?
Eyes.
How many eyes have you got on there?
1 to 18.
Later this morning, preschooler Bronwyn will join hundreds in the community for the town's annual Bangtail Muster, a celebration of all things Central Australia. With just a few hours to go, parent Megan Murray is chipping in, gluing googly eyes onto a large banner that reads, "Beware Redbacks."
They've been very excited because, one, they've been working on this stuff at preschool as well, and then to actually be on there and waving at everybody in town, and they always see people they know. So it's just, it's a real extension of the community to do like stuff like this.
And what do you think about this year's theme, the redback on the toilet seat?
I think we've all been there, so it's pretty appropriate.
Once upon a time, the locals would parade cows through the town's streets to mark the start of the cattle mustering season. But these days, the Bangtown Muster is just a chance for preschoolers to dress up, get on a float and parade through town. Event organiser Ellie Melky says thousands of people line the streets in support.
Going back early days, there was very little to do in Alice Springs. You know, 60 years ago, you could imagine Alice Springs was just a dust bowl and there wasn't very many people and they just got out and enjoyed a parade.
Each year, the event has a different theme and this year, it's Aussie icons. Jenny Cooper is a teacher at Gillen Preschool.
When the children started preschool, we had thousands of redbacks. And they were very fascinated with them, and it was the real excitement. If they found a redback, they'd come and say we'd have to get rid of it. The redback was a favourite, and I'm old enough to know that song, "There Was a Redback on the Toilet Seat," and the children loved the book, so that's the theme of our float.
There was a redback on the toilet seat when I was there last night. I didn't see him in the dark, but boy, I felt his bite.
This is great being involved in such a vibrant and happy community event, and I'm always just wowed by the amount of people who turn out. I find it very social because you wave to lots of people you know, lots of ex-students all come out.
We